It's WAKG's Off-Air Flare.
Off-Air Flare.
With Jinya and Josh.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, hey. I'm sitting over here yawning because I've realized I'm old. I'm getting old. Something like that. I don't know. Naps used to be a thing that I was like, hey.
You're like 4 years younger than me.
I know, but, you know, I used to not be a fan of naps, and now I'm like, you know what would be good right now? A nap.
I don't ever nap. My body's not geared to nap. Yeah. I go for deep sleep.
Like, as I'm saying
nothing.
This, I'm trying not to yawn. Like, right. I'm sitting here going...
I see you fighting it. You're like... Ooh.
Fun fact, if you're ever in a restaurant or something and you think someone's staring at you, pretend to yawn, because then they'll yawn if they are looking at you. Did you know that?
I didn't. And I don't feel like, by your tone, you have a ton of scientific fact behind that.
I'm yawning right now. Is that going to make you yawn? No. Psychopath. Anyway, it's off... Air Flare. Speaking of bodies, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, you brought up something very interesting and also somewhat disconcerting, and I went, topic.
Yeah.
If you were to have someone else inhabit your body, because I would say loan your body out, but that offers a whole different connotation. Mm-hmm. If someone were to be in...
You don't have to put on the red light. Okay, sorry.
Sure, nobody else can borrow. If someone else were to inhabit your body for a couple of months, would you tell them all of the, I'll go with quirks, for lack of a better term, things they need to be mindful of?
So if you kind of had a Freaky Friday moment?
Right.
Where somebody else was you, but
exactly.
With their whole mindset or whatever, I would be kind of concerned because if they had a different kind of end goal, like, I don't know, if they took my body and, like...
Totally neutral.
Okay.
Totally neutral. None of those weird off-the-wall fears. We're going to take those out.
Okay.
Just to straight up, strictly on the fact that you would be inhabiting theirs. It'd be a complete flop.
Okay, so it's
so you
like
don't want to ruin it, they don't want to ruin
places.
It.
Trading places, you're like, listen.
Right.
I could do some damage, you could do some damage.
So let's agree, correct.
Let's just be civil about this, shall we?
Yep.
Would I tell them all the different, like, nuances about my body? I guess I would. I would tell them certain things, like, listen, all right, sometimes your hip doesn't want to work.
Your hip would be just fine if someone would take someone else's advice and go see a medical professional.
I know. But
where you have a referral.
After having a child, this one hip, every now and then, if I sit, like, it used to be called Indian style back in my day, and now it's crisscross applesauce. Will you have your legs folded up like this?
It's still back in the day because I didn't know the other existed.
Oh, yeah. It's crisscross applesauce. Yeah. We've got to be PG, you know.
No, we don't.
So
if I sat in
my chair like that or had like this leg propped up under the other, after a certain amount of time, I'm like, oh, my hip. And I'm like, oh, yeah. That's one thing. The sciatic nerve pain that has kind of reared its head, that's a thing. Gosh, they're going to be like, I don't want your body.
Right.
Like,
what listen, in the world have you done
no,
to it?
No, I thought I was going to have a vacation. I don't want your body. No one. Who wants your body? No one. Not even you. Let's see. Gallbladder. That's the running. The gallbladder thing, the lack of gallbladder, that can be hindering sometimes.
Oh.
You know this. Like,
well, I mean, I know that. But,
when you take a gallbladder out, let's just say, sometimes if you eat rich foods, fatty foods, you might need to be near somewhere. Just because it's,
Gotcha.
So, I mean, you need to kind of let go of that hole.
Because
I was
have
totally
to adjust
a shy
your diet.
Person with stuff like that. Yeah. Adjust your diet or, like, I'd be like, listen. If you're going to go eat crab legs and you're going to dip that crab in that butter sauce...
Just be ready.
Go back to the hotel room. That's all I'm saying.
Nice.
Don't go shopping.
No walks on the beach.
Don't go shopping at Broadway. Go back to the hotel room for about an hour. Then you're going to do what you need to do.
Gotcha.
But I'm just saying, just be prepared.
Yeah, yeah. No, okay. All right.
I would inform them about... Sometimes if I chew too much gum, I think I have a little smidge of TMJ.
Ah.
Like in the lock-up.
Okay.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Like, my... jaw will pop.
Ah, understood. That doesn't seem pleasant.
The whole contact thing, I can't see very well. But
right.
you can attest to that. Like, you know, I don't see well. So
in other words, instead of all the good things you would share, you're giving
them
this checklist
of
bad things.
Like, listen.
Are you sure you want to do this?
I'm going to undersell this as much as I possibly can. And then they'll be like, oh, it's not so bad. You know, she's got nice legs. You know, as I hiccup, legs, legs. she's got okay hair. Yeah.
This has turned into a lot more self-deprecating than I originally thought.
I'm kind of depressed now. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, I mean, they're not going to get in, you know, they're going to not be in my head. They're going to be in my body. So at least they'll be like,
there,
maybe.
There's the upside, boys and girls. There is the upside right now.
They're going to be like, you know what? I just won't sit this way. I'll just be careful when I get up out of a chair. And I'll eat a salad for lunch. And it's not so bad. I'll wear contacts and glasses and all that stuff.
Well, I appreciate your forwardness. That was not easy for you.
Oh, I mean, there's still more, but I'm like, I don't think everybody wants to know. They'll be like, stretch marks? Yeah, that happens when you have children.
I have news for you. You don't have to have children.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
It happens. Fat guy.
Gallbladder surgery scars? Sure. Why not? tiny baby hands?
There's scars. Yes.
Baby hands.
I don't feel like you have baby hands.
Oh, I used to make fun of my mother because she has tiny hands. Until one day she put her hand up and I was like, oh my God. Because we put them together, same.
Oh.
They're tiny baby hands.
Hmm.
Little hands.
Fair enough.
I mean, you know, whatever. I can play guitar.
There is that.
Would stuff like that come with it though? Like,
I can't play guitar, so that'd be cool.
Would muscle memory come with that? Would you think? Like, if someone else inhabited your body and, like, your body knew how, or I guess that's a mental thing, too.
50-50. You know what? I'd let that fly. I would let that be an understood.
Certain things that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, you can run. You can play a little guitar.
Yeah, you can run 3 miles consecutively.
Yeah, you can do a little sign language every now and then.
Oh, I can do sign language.
Well, I mean, more than one phrase would be great.
All right, maybe not. Maybe that's not a selling point.
More than one finger. Thank you. Appreciate that. Uh-huh.
Two.
One on each hand. No. Wow. Yeah, I think I'd just come with warning labels. And I'd be like, look, if it's summertime.
So you'd do an entire book full of warning labels.
Yeah. And then,
you'd leave the instruction manual.
Yeah. And then at the end, it'd be like, enjoy. Have a good time with your new body.
See you later. Yeah. As you go skipping off with their body.
Ooh, so healthy, so young. Look, Ma, I can stretch and not get a cramp. This is great. Yeah, so that's pretty much how they
No instruction manual. No, you're getting straight wild card
like,
over
okay,
here.
Okay, you wake up, put in some contacts or get glasses because I'm going to tell you, you're going to be like disoriented because you're blind.
That wake up call.
What's up? Have a little coffee.
I wouldn't do that. You have been way too nice up front. Way too nice. Because I wouldn't have done not a thing.
There would be no disclaimer.
It would just be a picture and try at your own risk. And that would be it.
Almost like an Alice in Wonderland. Like
absolutely.
Eat the cake.
Let's see how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Yeah.
That's
my gosh.
No, there would be none of that.
Drink
I would give
potion.
No instructions. No. What fun is that?
Would you be watching the reaction
absolutely.
Of this person?
I want to see the first person try to take 3 steps and go, oh, God, it's worth it to me to watch the episode. I'm not worried about that. You want to see a train wreck? And I'm not just talking Game of Thrones season 8. borrow my body and then not know what you're getting into. No.
Surprise.
Let it off the chain. I mean, for what it's worth, I have a bad knee from high school. No big deal. I mean, it just wear a knee brace when you run. Outside of that, you're in good shape. I walk 2 miles plus a day. No big deal. I mean, you can look at me. There is that added issue. I am not a small individual. I'm okay with it if you are. I'm much smaller than I was.
Yeah, you are. Like, we even, like, what was it, a shirt that you were wearing like a year ago? And I was like, look at you.
Right.
You got slimmed down in that shirt.
That's right.
So
there is that. So there is forward momentum. I guess that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would also, the moment before the swap happened, I'd take my contacts out. Totally.
Let them be blind.
You would wake up and be like, oh, my God.
Where am I?
Yeah.
ATM.
You wouldn't know anything. If you were totally immersed in my world, you better hope you have an off chance of finding where I keep them or my glasses. Because I have
horrible.
Let people wear my glasses, and they're like, oh, good Lord.
What's wrong with you?
What
is your prescription?
My prescription itself?
Uh-huh.
I think it's +7 in each lens. It's bad.
-5. But are you nearsighted or farsighted?
I can see up close.
Relatively.
I
think that's with the concave.
I can see about here.
I think it's the concave of your eye.
Mm-hmm.
So mine's like -5.50.
Yeah. So another 2.5 points behind yours.
Yeah. You're like, whoa.
Right.
Geez.
So I could let you look at my glasses or look through my glasses and your head would hurt.
Yeah,
immediately.
Probably so.
I've let people do that just to see because they're like, I can't see anything. I was like, oh, I got you. And then I hand them my glasses and they go, oh, God.
Yeah, try to walk down the
How do you have a driver's license?
Mr. Magoo.
Right. So that's a thing. Outside of that, I don't have a whole lot of like negativity, to be real honest. I mean, I get to keep my personality, so.
Yeah. If you could inhabit somebody else's body, who would it be?
Oh, geez. I would do it for nefarious purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there would be no reciprocity of goodwill at all. If I could, any one body, who would it be?
Maybe, like, someone famous.
Right. It would have to be. Yeah, it would have to be.
I'd be like Carrie Underwood. I'd totally be in Carrie Underwood's body for the day. I mean, she's just legs, perfect. Just the way she could take a candid photo. She could probably be sitting on the couch in sweatpants, eating a greasy cheeseburger, and still look gorgeous.
But I will admit, though, not a hand upgrade for you. Have you seen the woman's hands?
She's got tiny hands?
No. No, they're horrible. They're 90-year-old. There's 90-year-old hands on a mid-30 person body. Yes, it's
bad. Hold on. We have to look this up. I just can't let this go. I mean, I think Carrie Underwood is the goddess.
No, don't get me wrong. She is also in that same boat for me. But I'm just saying, my wife showed me a picture of her hands, and I was like, oh, good Lord.
Really?
What happened?
Look
at the one with the ring on it.
Well, that's a very, like, weird picture. Hold on. No. Internet.
What have you done?
I don't know. We broke it. Our engineer's like, who's looking up Carrie Underwood hands? Yeah.
That's we're
weird.
A country radio station.
Ooh.
If we're not already. See?
They are kind of like skeletal.
While
hands.
Larger, they are all sorts of jankety.
Ooh, they're kind of like, not like misformed or anything, but they're just really like awkward, lanky.
Now who's judgy? Hands. Now who's judgy?
Well, I mean, you know, she can probably. Now that picture, that's not bad.
So apparently she has a makeup artist for her hands as well.
Could be. I mean, you know, it could be. Ooh, is that her?
That is her.
Ooh.
Right. See?
They're very slender, though.
Right.
I think she needs a little meat on her hand. I'd be glad to be Carrie Underwood's body and be like, we're going to eat pizza and cheeseburgers and ice cream.
Okay, so you...
Get these hands. Get these hands. We got to get these hands settled.
Oh, jeez.
Look at how she looked in Jesus Take the Wheel and how much she's changed.
Let's see.
We're going to go down that rabbit hole of like, look at that.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Ooh, that's the best one. All right, cool.
I don't know. I feel like if I were to take a celebrity's body, it would be Derek Jeter. Just because I would want to ruin it.
J-Lo?
No. She's dating A-Rod, but that's fine.
Oh, different baseball person. Yeah. Yeah,
no,
bad.
I'm convinced Derek Jeter is too clean. So this will be my opportunity to find something negative about him. Because everybody holds him in such high regard, it would be my opportunity to submarine him.
Derek Jeter.
Yes. And it's for no other reason than just to burn his image.
I could have swore that they were dating.
I mean, they may have years ago. I mean, she's...
Derek Jeter and J-Lo.
Yeah, I mean, it's not outside the realm of possibility. It's just not currently who she's with.
Fun.
I don't know why I start down these things.
Yeah, they did.
I don't know why
they did
I'm here.
Date. They did date. They did.
I'm not saying they didn't. I just said she's not with him now.
She's with A-Rod now?
Yes.
Is she? Really?
Yes.
That's right, because he's on Shark Tank, isn't he?
He's an ESPN baseball announcer?
Look at Derek Jeter.
That's A-Rod.
No, that is A-Rod. Why do they have Derek Jeter and A-Rod mixed up?
Because they both thought they could play shortstop for the Yankees?
They both have that same face shape, maybe. I don't know. Why am I, like, this is a problem.
This is the curse of the internet. Now you're scrolling and you're
now
not
I'm
focused
like,
at all.
He dated Jessica Biel?
He did.
Who's this?
Adriana Lima?
Yeah, who?
Smoke Show?
Oh, yeah, she is. I mean, I would be Derek Jeter just to date her. Jessica Alba? Oh.
Again,
Scarlett
I'm
Johansson,
looking for the.
I hear you.
I have the. No. See, it's not about that.
Uh-huh.
To me, it's
Vanessa
about.
Vanessa Milano.
Wow. Manilo.
Oh, Milano cookies. That's what I went. Okay.
Another thing you get when you inhabit Junior's body.
Let's mix. He dated Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
That's a bag of crazy. Bridget Hall. Okay.
Why are you still going?
I don't know.
Close the window.
I need to know these things.
Close. It's raining. Close the window.
No, I need to know these things. Because I want it. Well, that's
for
how,
what purpose could you possibly need them?
That's how the 7 degrees to Kevin Bacon works, because I'm like, he dated Jayla. And then it turned into, oh, no. And then he dated blah, blah, blah.
That's why I've been telling her for months to get out of her own head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But now he's married to Hannah Jeter since 2016. Ugh.
Mr. Jones.
I mean, okay, that's a better picture. But that one, the makeup was not working with her. It was not. What is that thing? Is that a lip ring?
What are you doing?
Okay, I'm sorry.
We're supposed to be doing a podcast.
Derek Jeter. Please continue, Derek Jeter.
Again, I for nothing other than to ruin his image.
I bet you there are people that are like Googling with me. Just say
no, there's not. Yeah. Not the first person.
Hannah Jeter. Look it up. No. First picture, you'll be like, whoo, what's that?
No, we're not here to socially destroy Hannah Jeter. I'm here to destroy Derek Jeter. That's my goal with this. There would be no even keel with me. If I swapped with Derek Jeter, that'd be it. Everybody's like, oh, you get to date movie stars and be rich. Mm-mm. He'd be broke in a week, and I'd see all of the different drug habits I'm convinced he's on and all sorts of other things that he's been hiding forever. That's right. I would expose all of the garbage that is Derek Jeter that he's been hiding forever.
Okay, cool.
And yes, nice. I'm bitter.
Are you bitter?
A little.
I mean, I didn't know we had such a thing against Derek Jeter.
If you're going to be petty, be Richard Petty. A good person told me that.
That was me. Aha.
Well. thanks for discounting what I just said. So if you could rent, I said rent. That's not cool. If you're going to swap bodies with somebody else,
depending on how much money you could make off of it.
No,
but that's
no.
A whole, again, that's a fancy. Don't let me down.
Oh boy.
Your paws run off.
Fine, you outro it then.
All right. If you could let someone else inhabit your body, would you tell them about all the shortcomings, all the good parts, all the bad parts, all everything? Would you tell them just what you expect, or would you be like Josh and be a jerk and say, surprise?
Hey.
Meanwhile, I came with a manual of like 72 pages of, well, this is going to stink for you for a while. So, what is that? Oh, okay. Got it. A little inside joke for
yes,
you.
Yes, yes, yes. There was a mild inside joke there. Okay, but no, I right. just, again, would you expect, better question before we go, would you expect an instruction manual back, or would you be okay with finding out as you go there, yawns?
I know. I mean, I'm going to say from now on, you're going to be inexplicably tired randomly in the afternoon. I don't know. I think I'd like to know to a certain extent. Like, I don't want to, like, hop out of the bed and be like, oh, no, shin splints.
Brittle bones.
Yeah.
Crack.
I don't want to find out that I'm Benjamin Button when I'm, like, like day three. And I'm like, what's happening? What's going on?
Well, but, I mean, we're only going to do for a week. So, yeah. I mean.
Could we last a week in someone else's body, though? Could you stand being in someone else's body?
Depending I could. I could totally submarine Derek Jeter in a week.
Like, give me a week.
I could bring him down in a day
give
and a half.
Week. You'll be on
a
TMZ.
A day and a half.
You'll be
a day
like
and a half, you'd be on TMZ.
Yeah, you'll be doing, like, interviews and be like, Derek Jeter, just crazy. What? Crazy? For no reason.
I would have three agents fired by then.
He's been doing bath salts this whole time. Derek Jeter, and for some reason, transferred all his money to the Limeberry household. Like, what's going on?
See, I wouldn't do that for the money. I wouldn't want his money. I'm convinced his money is dirty money.
Poor Derek Jeter. If you're listening... Number one, that's awesome
and
cool.
There is one upside to this. If you are listening, I'd greatly appreciate it. But at the same time.
Oops, I'm sorry.
No, I'm not. I still wouldn't be sorry. I'm still not sorry. Derek Jeter could be our number one fan. Doesn't matter.
He could be the only fan.
I don't care about top fan status anymore. Nope.
Okay, so if you could let someone inhabit your body, would you tell them all to expect, or would you let it be a surprise? And then if you could inhabit someone else's body, who would it be? I was Carrie Underwood because I think she's stunning, and Josh wanted to ruin the life of Derek Jeter. It is Off Air
Flair. It sounds so much better.
I know. Wow. Off Air Flair.
It's WAKG's Off Air Flair.
Off Air Flair.
With Jinya and Josh.